Welcome, everybody. This is Tune In and Drop Out with Jenny. And I have a very, very special guest today. And you are joining us live on Friday night at Heart Over Ego Radio. We are a group of podcasters who collaborate, and we do many shows per week, including free content. So go to any major podcast app and search Heart Over Ego Radio. You will find all of our healers who have so much good stuff to say. You'll enjoy, if you enjoy this show, you'll absolutely enjoy everything else we have. So back to my special guest today. Her name is Arnell Andu, and she is an incredible tarot card creator, and she does tours in Italy. And I got a little piece here I'll read about her. Arnell has been studying tarot since the 1980s, contributing to countless collaborations and creating 5 decks so far. She also relishes working with women artists, writer friends, to self-publish their decks. She is an incredible woman of, let's call it caliber. She has an incredible caliber. All of her skills, I have about 2 paragraphs in front of me of all of her skills, but you know what? I'm going to get her on here so that she can tell us, so we can hear it right from the horse's mouth. Arnell, how are you? I'm so glad that you're here today with us.
Hi, Jenny. So good to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, it's my pleasure, always. So let's get into some pretty awesome topics, I think. I am a tarot card reader for about 15 years now, and I am a collector of decks, and I just recently received some of Arnell's work, and it is incredible. We'll get to plug in her new stuff here in a second, but let's get to these Italian tours you do. We'll start there, and then we'll segue into your beautiful decks. So is there anything in particular you want to start off telling about the tours, when you started, stuff like that?
We started doing our tours in 2011. We've done 3 so far. We kind of took over from Brian Williams, the great tarot writer and artist who began them in 1999 and 2000. He did 2 amazing tarot art history tours, and we went on both of those, and he just blew our minds. So when he was sick, he had a party, invited all his friends to come, kind of a farewell party, because he had cancer. It was very sad, and everyone loved him. And so we asked him if he didn't mind if we, in his honor, if we took over the tours and kept his legacy going. And he said that sounded good. So we've been doing it ever since. And it's real fun. It's a very magical experience to share with our tarot tribe, as you can imagine.
Absolutely. And would you do like a tour a year, or is that an every other year thing, or how often would this happen?
We were doing every other year pretty much. We've done 3 between 2011 and 2015, and then of course the current American presidency, we're kind of waiting till we have a more stable situation here, and then we're gonna. And now with COVID too, we're having to postpone the one that we had set up for 2021. So, but I think we may decide to downsize it, make it a shorter tour, and customize it for smaller groups. So that might be even. We might do even more tours if we. Live in Italy part-time, like we're strategizing about, so.
So you'd like, so living between those 2 spaces, the United States and Italy, would be so fun just in itself, let alone getting the tours while you're over there. I looked at some of your tours that you offered, and I was like, 2 weeks, that I could chew on. Like, I would probably need 2 weeks afterwards to take in 2 weeks worth of all the knowledge that you hand over and the information that's given. So I like the idea of taking a little smaller bite and then maybe taking more of those bites, you know, so you can kind of absorb some of that. I like that you're going to have some variations there.
Yeah, we might even do 2 back to back, and some people could do the 2 weeks if they wanted to, you know, or just do 1 week. Or yeah, we haven't quite figured out how it's going to evolve, but yeah, the previous 3 were 2 full weeks, and it's exciting and fun and overwhelming, all the stimulation of the great food and all the tarot and esoteric places we visit. It's, and being with all your tarot, you know, your tribe, it's, you know, and doing readings on the side if you want, or running out trying to find obscure decks in little shops and stuff. It's so much fun. But you're right. It takes a couple weeks afterwards to process it all.
Oh, well, you just have to go up to France for a couple weeks and deflate into that community and try some of their food.
Why don't you lead that, Sarah, and I'll tag along with you.
Oh, that'd be great. I wanted to speak French in high school, and I never made it past French 1. But you know what? There's always time to learn new things, and there's all these places. I see it on Facebook quite often. I can't remember. Maybe Rosetta Stone, and I think maybe another one's called Babbel, where they teach you how to speak a language well enough to get yourself around there. So, heck, I'll learn French by 2022, and then I'll help you on the tour, and then we'll take it up north. Excellent plan.
All right.
Have you been to France? Since you spent some time in that area, have you gone north up into the other countries?
Well, yeah, I've been to France a couple of times. And of course, I love it. It's beautiful, and the people were really beautiful. We had a great time. Yeah, I love France.
Excellent.
Yep.
I was wondering, you know, in talking with you a little bit before the show, we were discussing some of the places that you go on your tour, and one of them really caught my attention. It was, I think it was a garden of statues that represent the major arcana. What was that called?
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Tarot Garden. It was designed by Nikki de St. Paul. She also lived in California for a long time, so she's got statues all over some of those fantastic sculptures all over California, and she has even an animal park of sculptures down in San Diego area for kids. So, but yeah, the one in Italy is an amazing place to visit. It's like you said, 22 major arcana. Most of the sculptures are very big, and some of them you can even walk inside. And, for example, the Empress, where she lived inside, so she lived in the womb of the Empress while she was building the rest of the park with her friends. And the Empress, it looks like a female Sphinx, and it's humongous. And inside, it's got lots of windows, and then she collaged this colored glass and mosaic all over every inch of it, and so it just twinkles and changes colors as the sun's doing its business outside. It's just amazing, mesmerizing, and so that's just one of the 22. They all have, many of them have, kind of hit you in the gut, like the Justice card. Is a female form, black and white stripes, like black and white thinking, and she's got the scale. And inside her, like where her dress, bottom of her dress would be, maybe where her womb would be, it looks like a jail cell, bars, rusty old bars, and a big lock on it. And inside is this old rickety bicycle making the squeaky sound, you know, like the wheels of justice, you know. And
I love that.
It's really impactful, you know, like that's so anyway, she was very thoughtful and symbolic in her intentions, and it's a fun place for kids. People of all ages go there and enjoy it. It's an amazing place, especially for us Tarot folks. It's like Mecca for us.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the gravity of the history in this northern Italian area that you take the tours is impressive. Just glancing at some of the information, I was like, ooh, that's some deep study. Lots of history, lots of culture. Wonderful place. Is there another place in the world that maybe doesn't have as much caliber as Northern Italy with the history of tarot, but are there other parts of the world that you've heard might also be a mecca for, let's call it tarot geeks? No, I tease. People who love the tarot history. Are there other parts of the world beyond Italy?
Oh, sure. I'm sure like France has because they've got their own tarot history. Of course, tarot started in Italy during the Renaissance, so they've got that longest history, and they've got plenty to show off, frescoes and historical sites, and a lot of the old cathedrals and churches have early tarot symbols. You can recognize a lot of the in the artwork, you can see like the hangman or the world card kind of symbology in paintings and in some of the cathedrals and churches there. So it's amazing to go on these trips and find like little clues of the tarot's history. And the folks that run the tarot museum there in Italy, in Riola, which is a little mountain town up in Bologna, they write a ton of books on goddess history, symbolic archaeology, and astrology, tarot, and all this. So I'm so thrilled and honored that these dear friends of ours are the ones who guide the tours, because they're a little bit shy with their English, even though it's perfectly great English. But once they warm up a little bit, you can just talk with them for hours, because they know so much about tarot history and actually all the esoteric realms. So they're fascinating to talk with.
I can't wait. I plan on going on one of your sooner trips when you get that running again and when it's safe for us all to travel and when other countries will accept us as Americans. I'll be on that trip, and I am going to be sitting at that tarot geek table, and I am going to be eating everything that gets put my way. And I'm going to have to go to another part, like I said, of Europe, so I can deflate with all that information, because I have never seen so much information on the history of tarot put together so beautifully. So wonderful. I already got a couple friends who want to tail along too. So you already got a little crew, a little groupie crew that it's ready to jump when you are. So we're excited to get that experience. It's incredible. And then just to know that you brought it, it's like a tribute to your late friend who passed and had put a lot of his time and efforts in studying the history. I just love the essence of every angle of it, including, which I want to talk about just for a second, because I'm such a foodie. You said that the people who run the, I think you said the last time we were talking a little bit, that the people who do the tours and run the museum also prepare or manage the food. So there's going to be exquisite food available. And do you want to talk a little bit about that and what kinds of things you might eat on the trip?
Oh, yeah. Well, I should mention that they have a tarot museum, which is fascinating and beautiful. And so one of the days we go to their tarot garden, and they put out a beautiful spread of wonderful Italian cheeses and sausages and all sorts of fruits and vegetables and all that yummy wine and all that yummy kind of stuff. And then they invite we kind of put together a list of people that tarot people, and they invite them to come. And so we're able to mingle with some of these famous tarot artists and writers, and a performance artist also come. So it's them, or people are reading their poetry, tarot inspired poetry or whatever. It's a very fun day to spend there, drooling over all the tarot decks in their collection, and all the artwork that they have, all these original, one-of-a-kind, beautiful, intricate boxes or shadow boxes or little hidden, just little gems all over the place. It's an amazing place. But yes, they check out all the you know, they check out some restaurants in all the towns that we visit by our chartered tour bus to go to all these places on our tour. And they check out the food and find some nice meals that we can offer the group. So we plan that all ahead. So when once we get there, everybody's menu is already set, and it's easy for us to just go and enjoy and carefree, enjoy the great food there. But yeah, we also go to some of our favorite places again and again. Like one place we go in Bergamo, which has a fantastic churro history. We go to a restaurant there that has this delicious limoncello. Have you ever had limoncello, Jenny?
No, but I want limoncello. I've seen it on television being made.
That's so good. On my webpage that talks about the next tour, I have a recipe for making limoncello that I got from our friends, the Turo Museum friends. So I've made it a few times, and it comes out great with lemons. And you know, you can make it here, and it comes out great. So
wonderful! I'll have to get that recipe so I can try my hand at that recipe, see if I can get it to turn out. So incredible food, incredible art, incredible tarot, poetry, enjoyment. Sounds like heaven. I can't wait. I can see why, with all the layers of history and pieces and parts and symbols in the art and everything, you might want 2 weeks to go ahead and look at all that, because there's plenty to be seen. So I appreciate you sharing that information with us so that we know what to look forward to when we get a chance to go on the trips. Let's talk about your tarot cards. You start with whatever one you want to talk about, whatever deck. You got several of them.
Well, I wanted to mention that, yeah, like you said in the beginning, I love working with other women artists, and so to help self-publish their decks. And so I've worked with Ellen Lorenza Prince, who made Dark Goddess Tarot and Tarot of the Crone, which are both really popular and beloved decks. And she also made Minoan Tarot, which is still in production, and it's a really cool deck, too, based on that culture. And then also Carmen Sorrente's deck, Philarchus Tarot, and her deck is really amazing too. She's studied dreams, alchemy, astrology, herbs, all these different, and she's been able to put all these different studies infuse them into her artwork in her deck, and it's an amazing deck too. So I love working with both of those artists, and also right now I'm in production with a deck that I collaborated with my son, Pepe. He made the art and I wrote the book, and it's coming out this fall. It's based on the major arcana, and we like art house indie films mostly. We love watching movies and talking about them. So these would be the movies that correlate with the meaning of the 22 major arcana. So that's been really gratifying to work with him. I could give you a couple of examples of movies like Juno, the movie Juno is our Empress card.
Really?
You remember?
Yeah. I remember Juno. Mm-hmm.
So I talk about how they relate. I give an overview of the movie, and then give a section on how it relates to the card. So it's good for any level of tarot reader, or especially collectors, I think, might enjoy it. So anyway, I'm really excited about that. It was fun working with my son on that. So.
And is he a professional artist?
Yeah, he is. He's a graphic artist. He's been doing that for a long time, and he also makes like really cool animation videos for for music videos. He makes really cool, trippy videos. So he's very versatile. So
Doesn't surprise me that you bore a artist into the world. This does not surprise me one little bit. And
you know, he's way more talented than I am. He's very creative.
Does he write too?
Yeah, he's a good writer. He's actually working on a graphic novel right now called Am I Dummy, which is a really intense, beautiful, and kind of very heartbreaking at times. His personal look at what it is to have bipolar disorder, which he's been struggling with most of his life. And so he wants to help other people who have bipolar disorder feel like they're being heard and that he understands and he's going through it too, and also other people to understand it better. So his art is really intense in that book. And
that is
really
a beautiful example of an artist portraying the healer role. That is an exquisite. He is exquisite. You weren't kidding. You weren't just singing Dixie there. That is an exquisite display of that. That's beautiful. Yeah. Proud of that son, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool too. And so, Ellen's Tarot of the Crone, it looks like we're going to reprint it because it's a lot of people have been asking for us to do that for a while, and we weren't able to do it during COVID. But it seems like Ellen's getting ready to get underway with that. So, so I'm real excited about that. The reprint of Throw of the Crown.
When you think about the future and you think about, you know, what you've already accomplished, which is an incredible amount, just for fun, just because we call it the manifestation table, what would you like to do in the future? Is there any turns you'd like to make? I know you want to do more tours and you'll probably always continue writing and making decks of some nature, but do you have anything that you want to launch into the future that you want to get into?
I'd really like to produce more decks for independent artists. I'd like to be, you know, as you probably noticed, I'm kind of shy, a little bit uncomfortable talking. I'm much more at ease behind the scenes. I would like to be there for other artists who maybe are not as versatile in the production side of it, but really want to get their art, their decks out there, or you know, want a website or whatever. I'd like to help other artists get out in the world and publish their decks and that sort of thing. I really enjoy that type of work. It's gratifying.
Well, that is another display of the artist and writer playing the healer role, holding space for individuals who may need assistance in production or some of the behind the scenes techniques. So that is excellent to offer artists. Right before the show, we were talking about writing books and how I struggle with my grammar sometimes in my writing and my spelling. It just doesn't come natural. A lot of other things come natural to me, but that doesn't. So having somebody assist me and watch me and hold my hand, basically, I could write a book. And without that assistance, I wouldn't be able to do something like that. And I have a lot of good things to say. I just struggle on the back end of it. So wonderful that you're offering that to people. It's wonderful. Again, a wonderful display of holding space for people and helping and assisting.
Oh, thank you. Well, I know you're a great teacher. You've been teaching for many years. So that's wonderful that you help so many people and that you're also open to other people being there for you as well. It's like this wonderful flow of energy that we share with one another.
I appreciate it. And when you sent me all this material in the mail, I was just eyeball deep in energy. And I was like, oh my God, she's so cool. I must know her from past lives. And I do. I know you from before. This is why we connect and bond so well. So we'll get into that on another show or another time when we're chatting. But yes, I absolutely love your energy. And it's wonderful that we ran across each other again in this timeline. So excellent. So I'm curious. When you live in Italy, Would you say that it's pretty required that you speak the language pretty fluently, or is that not absolutely necessary?
Well, to be honest, I barely speak Italian. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, we do fine. I think especially in the big cities, most people speak English pretty well. So,
okay.
Yeah, we haven't had a problem. And like you said, there's those apps on the phone that can help you these days. Those apps, yeah.
So we can get around and be able to go experience the experience without having to rack your brain and learn the language over and over. So it's good to know that one can go to Italy and kind of get themselves around a bit with just a small amount of.
Most people are so warm and friendly and so welcoming. Most of the shops that we've been to, people seem really proud to share their work, and they present it beautifully, and they're just happy to have have you come on in and see what they have. And so we've always felt very, very at home there. We love it.
Well, we are getting close to the end of the show. As usual, it goes so quickly, and in the future, we'll have to add another edition and cover some more stuff that you're getting yourself into. But would you tell all of our listeners how they can find you and get a hold of you? It's on our show page. You can get the information there, but just so in case people don't have a pen and paper and they can just listen to it in recording, what is your information?
My website is arnellart.com.
There it is, everybody. You can go check out her stuff. Look and see what she's got coming up. Look at this new deck she's got coming out with her son and support that endeavor of hers. So we just have a couple minutes here, and I wanted to ask you one more question since we've just got a minute. I wanted to ask you, do you feel like, and you mentioned it a little, and that's why I wanted to ask just because we have a couple minutes, do you feel like the Italians are more hospitable and friendly in comparison to a lot of the other countries that you've traveled to? I know you've traveled a bit, so certainly not comparing and saying one is way better than the other, but could you say that the Italians are above average in hospitality?
Yeah, I mean, every place we've ever been, we've loved, and the people have been wonderful. But yeah, I have a special place in my heart for Italians. People there have been very warm and friendly, welcoming, accommodating, and open to hearing, your side of things and sharing theirs. So I feel very, very, my heart is very happy when I'm in Italy.
I cannot wait to step foot there. It is going to be an experience. And I know that they got hit pretty hard with COVID. So I'm sending them energy regularly, putting them in my prayer cycles, of course, sending energy to the whole planet because we all need it. But definitely Italy for that exact reason. I feel like their heart energy is so exquisite, and they did get pummeled pretty hard with that. So I just send a little extra energy that way. And it's really good to know that I'll have a friend potentially living there part of the year. So I'll be sending even more energy that way. So Arnell, it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate you for coming on and telling us about the tours and telling us about your works. And I want to let everyone know this is a special edition, Tune In and Drop Out with Jenny McDaniel. And we are part of the Heart Over Ego Radio Network. Go ahead to any major podcast app and search Heart Over Ego Radio, and you will find all of our stuff. And until then, we'll see you next time.